So joining us now for a wide-ranging discussion, if that lead didn't tell you enough, and perhaps to draw some parallels, is Joe Moglia, who is the former TD Ameritrade chairman and CEO and Coastal Carolina University executive director of football. Plus, joining us for the discussion, we've got Yahoo Finance's sports reporter Josh Schaefer joining us here. And Joe, perhaps we can start off with the obvious, the market volatility amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine here. When you think about to your past life in business and some of the largest asset under management kind of fund managers out there, how might they be managing investment decisions through a Fed tightening and an international conflict environment?
Well, if you're an institutional portfolio manager, Brad, the whole issue is to make sure that ultimately, especially through times of crisis, you're doing a good job of protecting the client's assets. So they recognize, both of us certainly recognize that there's going to be incredible volatility while this whole thing keeps going on. That volatility, by the way, is not nearly as difficult to assess as what the Ukrainians are going through now. So we certainly wish all of them out the best. But you need to make sure that you're in the sectors that are going to get hurt the least in an environment like this. You want to make sure you're aware kind of what's probably going to happen to your business down the road. And you probably want to hedge your portfolio a little bit. Or if you had in the beginning, when all this started to happen and the market was still going good, that would have been a perfect time to trim, because there's definite signs out there that there's going to be an issue.
So you departed TD Ameritrade, and that amid the Charles Schwab acquisition and competing consolidation efforts in the trading platform industry. Just months later, we had the height of the meme stock saga. Do you expect to see any regulatory action in resolution of that significant early 2021 market event? And what type of protections do you think should be activated for retail investors?
I think the regulator is going to take a long time to figure out what's going on. When we go back to what was taking place then, frankly, I think the retail guys and the Reddit leaders and all the different people that put together those initial trades really did an outstanding job. And the institutional world complained a little bit because of that. And there was all sorts of questions about what was happening to Robinhood, and all sorts of questions about what's going on with regard to the individual investor. But these are day traders. And that was one of the greatest trades that we ever put on. The concern I have for them, for the day traders, is that when things don't go well, are they educated enough, or are they getting enough guidance or enough education to help them understand? So if you bought AMC at 10 and goes to 20, you trim there. And then 2 hours and it goes to 40, you trim there. So at some point, you've got to understand the market's going to turn around, and how are you going to manage your position in a difficult environment? Today, we're in a difficult environment. Today would be tougher for the day trading than what it was 4 or 5 months ago.